Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. At the College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, climate change has disrupted plans this weekend to stage a theatrical production on the ice on Little Long Pond. This is a production that's open to the community and free. Everyone's invited to attend. And the crew, being creative types, are dedicated to finding a way to have the show go on. And that's what they're doing. We spoke with some of them yesterday.
Hi, I'm Drew Colbert. I'm a faculty member at the College of the Atlantic. And this term, I'm co-teaching a monster production class with Jody Baker, who's our theater person at the college, faculty member. And we will be presenting on Friday, March 8th, and Saturday, March 9th at 5:30 p.m., a production called Graupel, which is an accumulation of time, place, sculpture, and performance. And the show will be staged at the campus, on the campus at the College of the Atlantic.
My name's Haley. I'm a student at College of the Atlantic, and I've been working on set design and choreographing the ice skating because originally this project was going to be on a frozen lake, Little Long Pond. And doing a project that's supposed to be on a frozen lake means there are a lot of things that we can't predict early on, like what if it's too cold? What if everything blows away? Will the ice be thick enough? That was our main question, actually. Will the ice be thick enough? And currently the answer is no, but we didn't know that a month ago. So we were asking ourselves, each other, and our professors mainly, we asked them a lot, how could we build this stuff? Like costumes, scripts, like how could we build this when we didn't even know if it would work?
I'm Joanna, also a student at College of the Atlantic, and I'm working mostly in dramaturgy and connecting that with small sculptures and general interdisciplinary things in the project. So there's this book called The Aparagon, which has this line that says, "Water dissolves more substances than any other liquid, even acid. It disrupts the forces of attraction that hold molecules together," which is to just say that water is power and its rise and fall is dictating the structure of our lives. As Haley was saying, there was the Rideau Canal in Ottawa that closed last year, never opened for that season. First time since 1971 it had to do that. Same with the dog sled racing in Maine that just had to cancel for the first time since it started 3 decades ago. So there really is a lot of precarity and unsure of what we're doing, but it all works out in the end. We adapt to it and we're making it work no matter what.
Graupel is structured as an opera in 5 acts, and performers will guide the audience through a landscape that is once familiar and unknown. An otherworldly ship crashes onto the ice. Birds migrate and flock. The sun sets. Shadows inhabit spaces between us and our imaginations. Visions from past and future freeze and thaw. And as day turns to night, crossing between history and memory, Graupel compels us to gather and ask, what does it mean to embrace unknown elements such as wildly varying climactic conditions? So audience members will travel alongside the performance and dress for the cold weather and mud. Bring your boots. So please open yourself to the unexpected and come enjoy the show. Show dates are March 8th and 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, Mount Desert Island. And please keep in mind that this show is weather dependent and all dates and times are subject to change. So the show is open to the community, is family friendly, but not for pets. Thank you. Please leave your critters at home in the warmth. And admission is free, but registration is required. If you go to graupel2024.brownpapertickets.com or reach out to graupel2024@gmail.com with any questions that you might have.
You can also go to brownpapertickets.com and just type Graupel into the search box to find the information about registering. Graupel is spelled G-R-A-U-P-E-L. For Round Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend. Keep it tuned here to your community radio station, WERU-FM, and I'll see you on Monday.